We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More than a few people like are picking the Eagles to win this game on Sunday.
Seems like everybody is back to feeling pretty good about the Birds again.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, I tell you, Monday and Tuesday, it was shaky around here.
Well, I mean, now I'm worried. I felt good about the game, and I go to Philly.com today, and they have their, I guess they're beat guys. So maybe there's four guys that are picking the games. Unanimous, Eagles are beating the Rams. I'm listening to Mike Florio on the radio. Chris Sims is on that. They both say, yeah, Eagles decisively win this game.
Wow.
I go on ESPN.com. I'm looking at some of the experts. People are picking the Eagles to win. Seems like everybody's got the Eagles, Ike.
Well, I guess they feel like, listen, they say it's a larger sort of book on the Eagles of being a good football team, being a high-powered football team, a team that's difficult to stop offensively, and a team that's difficult to score on defensively. There's a larger book of that. Now, how much of the competition they've taken into consideration, who knows? But they know winning 9 straight games says something about you as a football team. And I imagine most people have gone back to the original feeling they had about the Eagles prior to that Seahawks game, and they're saying this team is going to bounce back. There are more people that felt confident about the Eagles as a team and what they were doing as opposed to the Rams. There are still some non-believers out there with the Rams nationally.
Yeah.
Not in Vegas, but nationally. There are still people who look at the Rams and say, Jared Goff, Rams, I see it, but I don't really believe it. They believe more in Carson Wentz
Yes. And
this Eagles team and what they've done this year.
Agree. I think they're one step ahead of the Rams in the process. We talk about
Yeah. The
process. It feels like the Eagles are a little bit further along in the process this year. Their head coach is his first year. We know he's done a great job. Doug Peterson, year number two.
Yep.
But you're right, and I heard, and I forget who I heard say this. This might have even been on ESPN. Where it was like, well, the Eagles haven't played anybody. He said, let me stop you right there. They beat the Redskins twice. And the Redskins, before they got injuries.
Yeah, good team.
Pretty good team. They went out to Seattle and they beat the Seahawks.
Yep.
They beat the Redskins twice. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Chargers that are now 6-6. So they have had some quality wins on their schedule. So this isn't a team that's just beating the Bears every week.
And it's hard to win 9 straight games.
You're damn right it is.
In the NFL, it's hard to win 9 straight games.
So is Sunday, I'm wondering the confidence level of people out there, like Eagles fans, because I feel pretty good about this game. I'll give my prediction right now. I think it's a 5-point win. I'm going to say 30-25. And I think this is still in doubt late in the fourth, but the Eagles are the better team and they win. So that's what I would say. So I would say relatively close win.
Yeah, I got a close win for the Eagles as well, 31-27. I think this will be the best team that they've faced so far. I think it's the most complete team that they've faced. I believe what my eyes have seen from the Rams, only because, and it's funny, this is where fantasy football comes into play, is because I've had several of their players. I have paid somewhat attention to the Rams' offense, and it's been pretty good all year long with the exception of the game versus the Minnesota Vikings. And that, to me, that just says how good that Vikings defense is.
Indeed.
for what they did to this L.A. Rams offense, holding them just one touchdown. But I do believe the Eagles, because of the way the game played out last week, I think there's something to this team that says they learn from things they don't do well when it costs them a game. And something tells me Carson's going to come out in this game highly motivated. Here's what I like about Carson. There is a sneaky, sneaky, highly competitive football player heading this football team. Christian, good guy. This dude is a high competitor. He has one of those, I want to do everything it takes to win the football game. And I guarantee you, as his career progresses, you're going to see that play out on the field at times in his emotions. He's just not comfortable doing it just yet.
Right.
But it's coming. It is coming. But the drive in him is there. The guy that's going to be lining up against his defense Sunday was number one overall pick in the draft. He doesn't want to come out of this game hearing about how the Rams took the right guy and Jared Goff is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. He's not going to talk about it, but it's there, and I think he's coming out, and he's going to have a big game Sunday. I think he's going to have a big game Sunday, and he's going to lead them to a thrilling win, 31-27. Eagles are going to win this game because I think Carson comes out, and he wants to outplay Jared Goff Sunday.
If that's not how he feels, then we got a problem.
Exactly.
Houston, we have a problem. If he's not feeling that way, if he's not at least eating up a little bit inside this week because he feels like he let the team down.
And he didn't play well. That's the key. He didn't play well last week.
I think it's not eating him up, but he knows that, not that he let the team down, but he knows that if he plays better, they might have won that game, right?
No doubt.
So he is, like, when you talk about being focused, and of all the guys on the team, he looks like he would remain the most focused out of a lot of the bigger players on the team. It's easy, even when you're not doing dances and doing stuff like that, to lose a little bit of focus. This is the week to get the focus back. I agree.
Yeah, I just expect this team to come out ready to go. It's going to be a big game. I expect the Rams to come out and play well. I just think we're going to make the plays. We're going to make more plays in this game, late in this game, to win this game. I think it's going to be the game of the weekend. I really do. Because now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Rams aren't that good of a team, and the Eagles will go out here, beat them 31-10. I don't know. You know, maybe the Eagles are just that much better than the Rams, but I think the Rams are a good football team.
Without Todd Gurley, I would maybe say that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But
he's a very good player. Some people think he's the MVP of the team.
He's a weapon the Eagles don't have, and we'll get into that coming up in a little bit, because do you like the rotation the Eagles have, or should they maybe – you look at Gurley. Do they have other running backs on the team? Sure they do. Do they get a lot of carries? No, because you have Gurley. You don't want that.
Right.
So, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But I want to start off here with the game. Is this a close win? Is this a blowout win like Ike was saying? Is this a loss in your eyes? 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese Live, Radio Row for Army Navy. We're going to be obviously talking mostly Eagles all afternoon, but when Roger Staubach comes in here, we're going to ask him about Carson Wentz. And
we have to.
We have to.
Roger the Dodger.
And all that stuff, right? So this is going to be – this is such a – you know, it's not only a big game.
We're asking about those Cowboys, too.
Ooh.
It's in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the game last night with the Falcons winning, a lot of the other teams like the Cowboys and the Packers, that hurts their chances.
Yep.
Helps the Eagles.
Yep.
Eagles essentially, if they get a win on Sunday because the Saints lost last night, not that it's a guarantee, but it's very likely they're getting that first round bye.
Yep.
So get the win. This game becomes that much more of a must win. Get this win. Get that out of the way so you don't have to worry about if you end up losing – having an off week against the Raiders or against the Cowboys or something like
Take
that.
Take care of your own business.
Yeah, 888-729-9494. I want a couple bold predictions. Like, I'm going to even put this out on my personal Twitter. What? I'm going to give you a bold prediction I think happens on Sunday. It can be on the field. It could be something funny or whatever. And my bold prediction is Carson Wentz, 3 touchdowns, over 300 yards passing.
Okay.
I agree. When you said that he's going to have a big game,
yeah,
I agree. I think that Doug Peterson features him here, and they say, let's open it up for him. Let's go.
I agree. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You took my stats for my bold prediction. That was that was kind of where I was going. I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
Since you took the offensive side of the ball.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Ron Darby coming up with 2 picks Sunday.
Ronald Darby.
2 picks.
Look at you. That is bold.
2 picks Sunday.
That's much bolder than me going with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Right? Much bolder than me with going with Carson Wentz. It is interesting that Darby's now back, and we're not even really talking about it because the secondary was perfectly fine without him. He just kind of slots back in there. It's going to be a great game. Fox is all jacked up about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.